Justin Fluke back with you as we are joined by Brett Platner now to talk Jacksonites boys basketball. Not much to talk about for the Cobras, at least game-wise, as the record's still at 4-9 when we spoke a week ago. Jacksonites boys have not had any games since then, so you have had a little bit of extra practice time. We kind of talked about the game plan last week, Coach, and still a couple days here this week that you've had extra time without any games, so what's been kind of the focus on the things that you've been doing with the team, trying to keep them engaged and active here before the stretch run?
Yeah, we've had a pretty good opportunity to reflect on that midseason tournament we had in the game after, when you get about four games in 7 days like we did, and then you get a week off. You can really digest and reflect on those four games and see what you did well, see what you need to work on and improve on, and that's what we've been trying to take moving into practice this past week and trying to mix it up with the guys, have a little bit of fun, do some scrimmage type stuff just to keep the game legs and the game speed under these guys, because that's the last thing you want to lose when you have such an extended layoff like we had. But I think the guys have responded well. They've brought a really good attitude to practice. And like I mentioned before, we're working on some things that we feel we can do really well in games coming up, and just working on perfecting some of the stuff that we feel needs a little bit of tightening down. But really, really happy with the guys' attitude and effort, and they know if we can put our best foot forward headed down the stretch here, we can make a little bit of noise, whether that's individual games or coming up in the sub-state, because they know the ultimate goal, like we always talk about, is play your best ball when sub-state rolls around.
Yeah, I mean, you're 13 games in, you look at the schedule, there's seven left, and all seven of these games, I believe now, are rematches, second time through in the Northeast Kansas League schedule. So some things that, as you mentioned, I kind of look forward to, and certainly challenges that you know will be there. What is it about this team? I mean, you've seen them play now enough this year. I mean, what is it that helps this team play to their best, or what are a couple of things that you feel like are key for them to be able to get to that highest level this season?
Taking care of the basketball is definitely our first priority, first and foremost. We constantly reflect on games, and we look at our turnovers first and foremost, because it seems like in games when we have less than 12 to 13 turnovers or around that mark, we're pretty successful because we're getting a lot more shots up on goal. And we have a couple shooters on our team who, when we do get more shots up on goal, we can put them in. Now, once we exceed that 15 turnover mark, we're always going to struggle. Any team's going to struggle when they do that. So just taking care of the basketball, making sure we're making smart passes, executing our offense, and just getting up those shots on goal and valuing the basketball will be our focus moving forward.
It'll be good to get back on the court Friday night at Oskaloosa, road trip to Pleasant Ridge as well, and Valley Falls next week. Best of luck in the upcoming games, Coach, and thanks for your time as always.
Yep, thanks again, Justin.
Coach Platner of the Cobra Boys, the Jacksonites Locker Room Chat, sponsored on KNZA and MSCSports.net each week by C&D Food Mart and Williams Company in Whiting, by Rob Wareham and staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.